Praise the Lord. Thank you very much, Pastor Fiani. Again, we seem to have a little bit of difficulty with the telephone lines, but I'm hoping and praying that you'll be patient with us as we will continue to focus upon the Lord as we go through our meetings tonight. Thank you very much for those wonderful testimonies. Thank you for the worship. Thank you for coming to be here tonight with us in this service. And like all of you who have given your testimony and those who have not given testimony, I share the thought with you that we had a marvelous time on Saturday. We had a marvelous time in the presence of the Lord. No wonder it is when brethren dwell together in unity. It was great. We give God the glory for everything that was said and done. And we praise his own name and look forward to another time. God is good. As I was there on Saturday, the thought just came to me when Peter said, let us make three tabernacles.
Amen. Yes.
He don't want to leave the presence of the Lord, what he's experiencing right now on the Mount of Transfiguration. He doesn't want to move. So let us make three tabernacles that we might stay here. That was the feeling on Saturday. And God is a good God. He knows exactly what we need. And he did give it to us. To him be the glory. And thank you very much for being there. Bless the Lord. Tonight, the last Tuesday night for the month of May. And we are here in the evangelical service. A night in which we reach out to those who have not yet started walking with the Lord, with the hope that you might be touched by the blessed Holy Spirit and start a journey that is profitable with the Lord. And we know that he knows the way. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So we don't have to worry. As long as we put our hands in his hands, he knows the way. Hallelujah. And so we are reaching out tonight to those of us who are here and might not start walking with the Lord as yet, that you might do so before it is too late. So tonight being the last Tuesday night for the month of May, we are having our evangelical service. And we are so glad to know that you're part of it tonight. Bless God. Hallelujah. There is this portion of scripture that was read to us by our dear sister Bennett. And I heard Pastor Fiani emphasizing different verses there. And let me tell you, it makes good reading. So when meeting is finished, I encourage you, like Pastor Fiani did, to try and read it again. And perhaps there is something that the Holy Ghost wants to reveal to you through this passage of Scripture. And in your quiet time, he would do so. So I encourage you to visit it again, that the Lord might reveal something there to you. It is interesting to know that what we see here indicates to us that the work of Jesus was finished in Jericho. And he's now heading out of Jericho. He's going on to Jerusalem, where he will be killed in another week or so. His ministry in Jericho is now finished. He's heading out. But on his way out, there is this remarkable thing that happened. And as the month of May is heading out, I believe that something outstanding can also happen in the lives of somebody that might cause your life to change for the better, and that you might be able to give God the glory, the worship, and the praise. A man had a need.
Yes.
Somebody had a need.
Amen.
And a need which need to be met, not by those who were around him, but by a man called Jesus.
Yes.
And how much we too have needs to be met. But I'm wondering where we are looking in order for these needs to be met. If Jesus is first resource, or is he last resort? Tonight, I encourage you to let him be first resource. And this is the topic that we're going to use for tonight. A cry of mercy.
Amen.
A cry of mercy. That is a topic we would like to center our thoughts around tonight. As I said, Jesus going out of Jericho. And Jericho is famous in the Bible for different things. You will remember the march around the wall of Jericho, way back down there in the Old Testament. And what did happen? After 7 times, the wall fell down as a result of being obedient to the word of God. And here Jesus visits Jericho, and his ministry is now finished there, and he's heading out as he is going towards Jerusalem to be crucified. And the word tells us that he was not just going out by himself. There was a multitude that was going along with him, and also his disciples were accompanied him. And something happened along the way.
Yes.
I'd like to read a verse of scripture tonight that, in addition to the passage that we're looking on, I would like you to bear it in mind, just to put it on the backdrop of our mind as we journey through this passage in this exhortation tonight. And it is coming from Revelation, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 17. I just want you to hold it there in the back of your mind as we go into this exhortation tonight. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Listen to what is said here. Jesus the Lord speaking to a company of people. "Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked." Listen to that. The Lord is saying that these people said they are rich and they are in need of nothing. But the Lord reminded them that they are wretched. They are wretched. They are miserable and poor and blind and naked. A group of people who said that they are rich and they are in need of nothing. God pulls back the curtain and exposes them for who they are by telling them that they are wretched and they are poor and they are blind and they are miserable and they are naked. The people who say that they are not in need of anything. Yeah, this is amazing. Because the God of this world has blinded the eyes of those who does not believe the gospel. And cause people not to want to come to Jesus because they are sheltering under false pretense. And I've created a stumbling block to people and keeping them from seeing Jesus the light. Some of them are saying, I don't need anything. Why is it that they do not need anything? I am in need of nothing. I am in good health, some are saying. I have wealth, some are saying. I have good education, some are saying. I have good families, some are saying. I have good looks and great body. I am attractive, some are saying. I have a good car, a good job, and a good house. I live in a good community. I need nothing, some are saying. I just want you to keep that on the background of your mind as we go on. This is how the enemy is keeping people in the dark from allowing them to come to Jesus. But let's get back to the main subject at hand. Jesus was coming out of Jericho on his last leg, and along the way, he came across somebody who had a need. This man will never tell you that he was in need of nothing. He had a need. And what did he do? He cried out. Hallelujah. He cried out for mercy. He cried out for mercy. He was not ashamed to cry out for mercy. And as I read this passage, I discover that Bartimaeus experienced what is called a visitation of grace. It is a moment of visitation of grace upon this blind, poor beggar. And there are three things here that gives the indication to that which we will touch on. The first one is, they said to him, he must have asked somebody, what is it that is going on? And they said to him, according to the passage here, in verse 47, I'm reading now Mark 10, verse 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus, that means somebody told him what this whole commotion was about. Somebody told him, he heard. It is clear that he was blind, but he could hear. When he heard the commotion, somebody told him it was Jesus of Nazareth. Let's look on verse 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, let that sink in for a minute. Let that sink in for a minute. They said to him, look here, what this is all about, the multitude, the noise of the multitude and everything that was taking place. They told Bartimaeus that it is because of Jesus of Nazareth he was passing through. the first indication of the visitation of grace upon this poor blind beggar. They say it was Jesus of Nazareth. And Bartimaeus did not call out to Jesus of Nazareth. Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. But he didn't call out to Jesus of Nazareth. Instead, this is what he said. And he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The blind man was saying, you are seeing Jesus of Nazareth, but I am seeing somebody that is greater than Jesus of Nazareth. I am seeing Jesus, the son of David. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I am seeing a larger figure than Nazareth. I am seeing Jesus, the son of David. You will remember what Peter said in that message that he preaches. The first message of the new church. In Acts chapter 2, verse 30, you will remember what Peter said. Peter told the people that God swore to David. In that verse, Peter told the people that God had sworn to David that out of his lines, he is going to raise up a man called Jesus, the Christ. Out of David's line, Jesus would come. Peter told the crowd on the day of Pentecost. Here is Bartimaeus, a blind man, and a crowd following Jesus, and did not have the full identity of Jesus, but for in a miraculous way, Bartimaeus was able to see more than a man from Nazareth. He was able to see the son of David, the Messiah, the King of the world, the Savior of the world. Looking through the eyes of faith and the revelation brought to him, sitting down there as a beggar, was able to see more than what even the disciples saw. Jesus, the son of David, was passing through. My God! And he did not want to miss his moment. He cried out louder. He cried out louder because he realized that this is his last chance for his need to be met. Jesus was leaving Jericho. And he cried more. And they said to him, hush up, shut your mouth. But he continued to cry. Well, I said to us tonight, sometimes we are too quiet in church. Sometimes we are too quiet. What happened to the praise the Lord? What happened to the hallelujahs? What happened to the amens? What happened to the glory to God? We are too quiet in church. Somebody said, you are disturbing the service. If you're under the unction of the Holy Ghost, you are not disturbing the service, brother. You're not disturbing the services, Lord. You are elevating Jesus. The blind man was able to see Jesus in a light that those around him did not identify. The blind man was able to be persistent in crying out for mercy, because he knew that in Jesus, lies the ability to show mercy for his own personal situation. And this is his moment. Sometimes some of us have missed our moment. We have missed our moment. Bartimaeus determined that he is not going to miss his moment. He's going to cry out for mercy. But some people can't cry out for mercy because they say that they are in need of nothing. As we read that backdrop there in Revelation, they say that they are rich. They say that they are good. They say that they have everything. Therefore, there is no need to cry for mercy. But I want to say to all of us here tonight, mercy is what all of us need to cry out for. Regardless of what we think we have, regardless of who we think we all need God's mercy.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bartimaeus, he cries out for mercy as he discovers in his spirit who this man is. He's not just from Nazareth. He is the son of David. He's the king of the world. He's the savior. He's the Lord. He's the Messiah. He's the promised one. All of these thoughts keep coming through the mind of a blind man. Why? Because it was a moment of grace. It was a moment of divine grace that touched this poor beggar. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There, my burdened soul found liberty. It was a Calvary, declares the songwriter. In Jesus, in his job description, we have just finished it. Said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because it anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal up the brokenhearted and to deliver the captive, to restore sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The Lord Jesus is anointed for this purpose. And blind Bartimaeus saw the answer to his problem through the eyes of the Spirit. And he cried out, and being told to shut his mouth, the word said he cried more louder to get the attention of Jesus. And as a result of this anointing upon him, he caused Jesus to stop. Hallelujah! A blind man command the attention of Jesus to the extent that Jesus stopped for him. We let you extend this platform platform that we are on here, where we use the conference line to have meetings. But right now, this is what God has given to us. Even though we are in pursuit of a building somewhere, but now, this is where we are. Our intention is to extend this platform. And as far as I can see in God's word, God, there is no barrier that can stop God from establishing his purpose. Learn. Because Martinius should not be even recognized here. Because he could not see. He beg all day. But to prove to us that there is no barrier to stop God. A deposit of grace reached this poor beggar. And he commanded the greatest person who has ever walked the face of the earth to stop and give attention to him. It was a deposit of grace. Hallelujah. Jesus stopped and summoned him and summoned them to bring him to him. Verse 49 said Jesus stood still. Verse 49. Jesus stood still. That poor beggar over there caused Jesus, the Son of God, finishing his work in Jericho, heading towards Jerusalem, because Bartimaeus was so important to him, he stood still. You are here tonight. You just happen to be in this meeting. A friend, maybe a family member you visit, who decided to call in tonight, and you happen to be there. But you're not just happen to be there. You were commissioned to be in this meeting by the providence of heaven to listen to this word. Because this could be the last message you're going to hear. But Jesus was coming out of Jericho. He was finished with Jericho. He's not going back. And Bartimaeus had his last chance. And he grabbed it with two hands. This could be somebody's last message. I wonder if you're going to cry out for mercy as Bartimaeus did. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Notice he did not say, have mercy on us, the others around him. They are able-bodied people, they can see. But Bartimaeus was concerned about his own position in society, about his own position in his family, about his own position in the standing of God. And he declares that I am in need of God's attention. And Jesus heard him. Jesus heard him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have been praying for quite a while. You have been praying for quite a while. And somebody might say to you, you have prayed so long, it's about time you stop. I am saying to you, continue to pray. The crowd wanted to stop him from shouting, but he persists in his shout because his opportunity has come and he don't want to lose it. And he knew that that you have a need. A group of people in Revelation said, we don't need anything. But the Lord said, that's what you think. You don't need anything. You are wretched. You are poor. You are blind. And you are naked. And you do need the mercy of God. You do need the mercies of God. God, who is rich in mercy. I believe it's time to take stock, my brother. I believe it's time to take stock, my sister. I believe it's time to take stock, my friend. I believe it's time to realize that Jesus is not going to be in Jericho forever. Don't be afraid. In these meetings, regardless of who it is that is ministering, if you are touched by this the presence of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, don't be afraid to shout hallelujah. Don't be afraid to shout praise the Lord, regardless of who it is beside you. Shout praise. Shout hallelujah. Shout praise the Lord. Shout glory to God. Give God the glory because he deserves it. Bartimaeus cried out and said, have mercy upon me. And they told him to shut up. But something was happening on the inside. There was something going on down there that was driving this man. And when Jesus talked, and commanded him to be called, according to verse 49, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good cheer. Be of good comfort. Rise. He called it thee. He, Jesus got his attention. And he in turn got Jesus' attention. You see, we need to tell ourselves that when we are in church, regardless of how many other people that are in church, we need to focus upon the Lord. And guess what? The Lord will focus upon us. No matter what the crowd is saying around us, let us see if we can see the Lord through the eyes of faith and call upon him. You know, Saturday, in the seminar, and a number of people are talking about this. During the praise and worship, there were two praise and worship sessions. And I want to tell you, they were out of this world. The praise, the spontaneous praise and worship that went on there. It speaks volume to the presence of a holy God. And that is what, when Bartimaeus was summoned to Jesus, there was the multitude that was creating this noise. All of a sudden, The multitude was arrested by the presence, the sober presence of the reality between a savior and a sinner who is seeking for help. And what Bartimaeus did in a gesture as he came to Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. The word tells us that he had a coat. And how much does coat mean to him? It is a coat that would spread wherever he sits, and people who throw money on it. All day long, people would throw money on the coat, and he would scoop it up periodically. And the coat remained his offering bowl. The coat remained the instrument by which he would receive from others. There are times when it is cold. He would have the coat on, but he uses his hand to open the bucket, and people would pass and throw money in there. The coat was a vital part of him. And faith in this blind beggar that told him that this is it, this time has come. A change in his life is here. He said to the court, we will have to part company because I'm leaving those things that are behind me and I am grabbing on to those things that are before me. And the word said he threw off his coat and he came to Jesus because he was sure. He was sure that his answer is here. He was sure that the crying out for mercy has paid dividends. There was a hush crowd, and everyone was standing still because Jesus stood still and summoned a poor beggar to come in front of him. And he moved him to a place of recognition. That's what Jesus does to us when we come to him. That's what he does to us. David said, he took me out of the miry clay. He has planted my feet upon a rock to steal. Hallelujah. You heard me say this testimony in the past. That in St. Anne's Bay, in one of those open services, a woman who gave her life to the Lord came back and gave her testimony. That all the while, people did not pay her any mind. But all of a sudden, Jesus cleaned her up. And now people are losing hair over her. The guys are passing and they're blowing hair, want to get her attention. It is Jesus who does the cleanup. Hallelujah. It is Jesus who does the change of life. As he summoned Bartimaeus to come before him. And he cast it away his garment, rose, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What a question. What a question. The question, the situation is obvious. The situation is obvious. Jesus not taking nothing for granted. Jesus wants us to tell him. That's why he said, come boldly to the throne of grace. That's why he said, we are to cast all our cares upon him. That's why he said we should be anxious for nothing. But with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, we need to make our requests known. What a question! What is it that you want me to do for you? If there is one person in the universe who knows what Bartimaeus' need was, it's Jesus. Yet, Jesus want Bartimaeus to tell him what it is that he needs. And the word said, Bartimaeus, the blind man, said unto him, Lord, that brings me to the second indication that it was a deposit of grace on this poor beggar. The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. That's why I shout for mercy. That's why I come before you. That is the need that I have. A cry of mercy. How delight to see. But verse 52. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy what? Faith has made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Well, let's get back for a minute to verse 51. The second indication that Bartimaeus was visited with a deposit of grace. Jesus, the blind man said unto him, verse 51, B, the blind man said unto him, Lord, Lord, not only that Bartimaeus refused to say, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me. Instead, he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. No, he said, Lord. Hallelujah. He called Jesus Lord. What the Bible said about this? The Bible said, no man can call Jesus Lord without the Holy Spirit. I say this to you again. Bartimaeus did not just say Lord because he couldn't find another word. But under the deposit of grace by the Holy Ghost, he saw Jesus for who Jesus was. And he declared him as Lord. Lord, that I might receive my sight. Lord, he's my Lord. So I cry out for mercy to my Lord. I cry out for mercy to the Son of David. I know that in the Son of David is the answer for my problem. I know that in the Lord there is the answer for my problem. Bartimaeus was declaring Jesus as the true Messiah as he was heading towards Jerusalem, announcing to the crowd, this blind beggar was telling everybody, this is Jesus, the Son of God, the anointed one, the Messiah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Blind Bartimaeus received that revelation. And right before a multitude, he displays that so that everyone could hear. And Jesus did not tell him to hold his peace. But in the hush of that moment, the anointing that was in that road, the mercy that leave Jesus and flew into Bartimaeus, was of such that it had to be recorded not only by one of the gospel, but at least three writers of the gospel carries this piece of information. Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, caused the Son of God to stood still. It was a deposit of grace. And that deposit of grace tonight can reach somebody in this audience. You need to shout. You need to call out for mercy. Don't make the mistake with that group, that group in Revelation made, by saying, I need nothing. You and I need the mercies of God. And the word said, immediately he received his son. Notice, Jesus did not tell him to go wash in the pool of Siloam, like what he did to others. Jesus did not tell him to do anything outside of this spot, like what he did to others who have received their sight. Jesus said, thy faith, Jesus was able to identify faith in Bartimaeus. Jesus realized that the man was seeing something that others did not see. Through the eyes of faith and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh my God, if you are here in this company and you and the Holy Ghost is giving you a glimpse into the kingdom of God, I'm asking you to take it, hold it with two hands tonight. Because God is showing mercy to you. Hallelujah. God is showing mercy to you tonight. And the third indication that he had been visited with a deposit of grace is the fact that after he received his sight, he followed Jesus on the way. He became a follower of Jesus. Why did he need his sight? He wanted to see the Lord for himself. He wanted to see the Lord for himself. The first person that Bartimaeus had ever seen his entire life, the first person Bartimaeus has ever seen in his entire life was the face of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember Funny Cosby. You probably heard about Funny Cosby, who wrote so many tremendous songs. Some of them you have in your head right now. Funny Cosby was blind. She was blind from birth. And yet there are millions of records she sold. And when she was about to die, the minister, we were told, went to her bedside. And as they were there reasoning, he said to her, would you like, after so many years, would you like at this time to receive your sight? Funny said, no. I would not want to receive my sight at this time after so many years. Because the first face that I want to see is the face of Jesus. The first face that I want to see is the face of Jesus. I'm going out with my eyes like they are. But I know in the resurrection, I shall see him face to face.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, tonight I don't know who I'm speaking to. I don't know who I'm speaking to. But I want to tell you that it could be that somebody is hearing this gospel message for the last time. For the last time. What did Bartimaeus did? Bartimaeus cried unto Jesus as he was going out of Jericho for the last time to have mercy upon him. David said in Psalms 51, have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy upon me. Blot out my transgression with thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Let me read that portion as David made mention of it here in Psalms 51. Listen to what David said. Psalms 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression. According to what? The multitude of thy tender mercies. The multitude of our sins cause the multitude of mercy to flow. God is rich in mercy.
Amen.
And no matter how much we sin, mercy, enough mercy is there to cover it. All we need to do is to cry out for mercy. David cried out and said, have mercy upon me. Because he knows that in God there is tender mercy. We are told in Luke chapter 18 that these two men went into the temple to pray. One a publican, the other one a Pharisee. But after the Pharisee prayed, the publican hit his chest, and cry out, be merciful to me, a sinner. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Some refuse to admit that we are sinners. We are sinners saved by grace, all of us. But some people refuse to acknowledge their sin. If we confess our sin, declares the Bible, he is faithful and he is just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we need to cry out. We need to cry out. We need to bawl out for mercy. and we will stop Jesus. Jesus will give us a listening ear, and Jesus will change our situation around. Why did he want his sight? Not only that he would see the Lord, but he wants to read the Word of God for himself. He wants his sight to read the Word of God for himself. He wants his sight to be independent. He wants his sight to be able to work. That old coat that he leave behind, that people would throw money on. He wants to forget those things that are behind him. Now he wants to labor with his hands because he's able to see. What else does he want his sight for? I want to be independent. And the last thing, I want to walk with you, Lord. That's what he did. He received his sight. Somebody would say, all right, I'm good. I'm heading home. But no, Bartimaeus followed Jesus on the way. He started a new life with the Master because he is now healed. You're here tonight. I don't know what is it that you need to cry out to the Master for. If you read the Psalms, you are going to discover that the psalmist give example of different things that we need to cry out to the Lord for. At one stage, the psalmist said, we need to cry out for the Lord for protection. Another place, the psalmist said, we need to cry out to the Lord for healing, healing of our body, healing of our mind, healing of our spirit. We need to cry out to the Lord for different things. And of course, over there, as I've mentioned in Luke 18, this man hit his chest with his hands and said, have mercy upon me, a sinner. I want to tell you, don't be like that group in Revelation who said, I am in need of nothing. You are in need of something. I am in need of something. But the man with the answer is the man called Jesus. Will you cry out to him tonight? All you have to say, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. The Lord will hear that prayer. The Lord will hear that prayer. You will command the attention of the Lord with that prayer. Have mercy upon me, a sinner. The Lord will act upon it to change your life. Are you here? Are you here? Are you willing to say, have mercy upon me, Lord? The Lord will hear. The Lord will listen to that prayer. I'm so glad for the Apostolic Church in America. I'm so glad for the opportunity that it has afforded me to convey the good news of the gospel. I'm so glad to know that I'm with a set of people who love God. And through difficult circumstances, are prepared to walk the walk as Jesus did. And together we are going to broaden this tent. We are going to broaden this platform. More people are going to be calling in. Because I expect more people to cry out to God for mercy. That their lives will be changed as Bartimaeus' life changed. Let us pray. Father, I thank you tonight that you have not changed. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord God, just like how you summoned that blind beggar to come to you, and you elevate his life, you turn a nobody into a somebody. You turn a blind man into a man who was able to see work and contribute to his community. Not only that, to be a candidate into the kingdom of God. It is you who did that. Tonight I believe you are able to do the same thing. Somebody like me, who was a nobody, didn't know you, didn't care about whether or not there was a church, or even the people of God. But one Sunday night, you turned my life around. You show me my sins, which were higher than a mountain. And you declare how I can be healed. Thank God you show mercy, Lord. Thank God you deliver me that Sunday night. You cause me to be able to convey your word to others. I marvel at your wisdom. And I say thanks to you. There is somebody, I believe, Lord, that is within the hearing of these telephone lines, whose life you want to change. God, I pray tonight that through the instrument of the Holy Ghost, you will deal with that heart. You will cause that heart to turn around and to see you. And you, Lord, will command everyone to stand still as you convey life to a newborn. We pray for that person, those persons at this time, that they will be changed and come into your kingdom and follow you along the way. You are the way. You are the truth, and you are the life. We bless your name tonight for those, Lord, whose hearts are being troubled at this time. We pray, God, that the troubling of this heart, these hearts, will continue until life is surrendered. We thank you for the reality of what we are involved in, the gospel according to the Lord Jesus. Ministering, preaching, delivering what you ask us to do. And even tonight, all of us who are here as your children, we pray, God, that you will continue to help us, that we will be uplifted in our spirit, like what you did on Saturday, so that we can arise to a new level in God, to behold the wonders of the God that we serve. We bless your name tonight, and we thank you, and we glorify you when we think about what you have done and what you will do. We marvel at your wisdom. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.